Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. You're now listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
Welcome back, Kenny. We missed you last week.
I thought
you were done with this podcast.
Fancy seeing you here.
I missed me too.
You just didn't show up last week without even saying anything. And now here you are.
You know, sometimes you just, whatever. Like, there's stuff going on that you feel like you probably ought to be there for.
Such as a wedding and a honeymoon?
Like my wedding!
Yeah, so Nolan and I talked about you all last week during the podcast. You'll never listen to it, but we didn't even talk about the video game. We just talked about you the entire time.
Well, now I gotta listen to it.
But you still won't. You still won't. Don't kid yourself.
No matter what, I could tell you, hey, at the end, we offer you $100,000 if you listen to the podcast, and you'll be like, oh, I'll get around to it someday.
My problem is, now that I know, I feel like I'll listen to it and then get bitter, and I don't want to get bitter. I like you guys too much.
I guarantee you, you're not going to wish you were there instead of where you were. How was the honeymoon? I was at the wedding, and then I told Nolan all about it, but no, Nolan, nor I, nor anyone in this world knows how the honeymoon was, and you don't have to go into detail. But
two people know how it was.
Right?
Where was it?
So we went to Florida, did the sort of touristy thing in the Orlando area for a little while.
Cool.
And then we also...
Wait. Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Butterbeer?
Was it everything that y'all wanted it to be?
Of course. Yeah, it was so
tears?
Good.
Any tears?
Oh, it would like, yeah, there was crying, there was elation.
Yes.
Like, when I first walked into the park, I haven't felt like an 8-year-old so hard in I don't even know how long.
I envy you, man.
It was magical.
Dang.
And then after Florida?
It really was. And then we went to Texas for a few days to do non-touristy, just laid-back vacation.
And you didn't stop by because?
You were a long way away still.
He was at the lake house.
Yeah, Austin was like 4 hours from, like 3 hours from us.
And first week or two of marriage, everything you ever hoped it would be and better?
Yeah, and so much more. Like, it's just amazing and beautiful, and my life is... wonderful, and my wife is beautiful, and I'm so giddy.
Obviously, we're so happy for you, and now you know what you've been missing out on. I've been married for 5 years, Nolan for just over a year, right?
Correct.
And now you just over 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, I'm absolutely overjoyed that your wife committed grand larceny and stole your heart. Thankfully, she didn't commit grand theft auto and steal your car, which is the entire premise of our retro game of the week, Grand Theft Auto.
Overview.
I would love to say that I missed those, but I didn't miss those.
I didn't do one last week because you weren't here, so just know that I only do it for you.
Oh, that's the best compliment. Just like knowing that it's just there to make me shudder. I feel special. Well, Grand Theft Auto is definitely one of those titles everybody's heard of. But I don't know that a lot of people, when they hear it, think of the game that we actually played this week because of the series got significantly more popular later on in its lifespan, specifically once the titles went 3D instead of 2D. But the original Grand Theft Auto is a top-down 2D open-world crime role-playing action game.
You want to throw in any other descriptions
lots of
there?
Cars? I don't know, like, how else would you guys summarize it?
I
wouldn't say it's a shooter at all.
I just wouldn't say all those things. I don't. I mean, it's
none of those things, but all of those.
Everybody knows what GTA is. I mean, it's gotten so much controversy during the last 10 years that
absolutely
that everybody's going to know what it is to some degree.
But a lot of people will picture the later versions of the game because I don't know that I realized, maybe on some like mental actual level I did. But when people talk about GTA, I've never pictured that sort of top-down, two-dimensional interface that the original game had. You know, I've always thought of it as a 3D experience. And so playing the earlier title and getting to see kind of the roots of the rest of that was really kind of intriguing.
just think Grand Theft Auto, the Grand Theft Auto that you know, whether that's 3, 4, 5, whatever it might be, and just think a whole lot worse. So this was before GTA was any good. So top-down perspective. You know, honestly, it's go to a phone, you get a mission via text, and then you go complete the mission, and then you go back to the phone, get a new mission, and you do that a few times.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, rinse and repeat, go to a different location.
I thought we were playing a game called Race and Chase. I think I played the wrong game this week.
You did not play Race and Chase. What even is that?
That's what this game was going to be called.
It may have been better with Race and Chase. I know that I had seen graphics for Race and Chase, and in my opinion, they looked like a whole lot cooler than what we got with
the
this
shadows
game.
In that game are kind of next level. I'm looking at a picture as well. Yeah, I know what you mean. It looks kind of like an indie game that came out today.
Yeah. Yeah, like the colors, and it feels like it's got a whole different vibe. It's,
yeah.
But then with this one, they went realistic, but you don't get that really.
Yeah, I don't know that I could even really argue that they went realistic. I mean, they went for that higher amount of realism, but the graphics on this game are not great. Like, if you're jumping in and enjoying this, it's not because the immersion that the graphics are taking you for context, for those who aren't familiar with the game or didn't play along with us this week, this was a 1997 title that originally came out on DOS and Windows, and then was ported to PlayStation. And so if you sort of think that era in terms of graphical limitations, you're definitely not feeling especially or overly realistic.
Let's talk story. What's the story here? You're in Liberty City. Actually, you go to three different cities, right?
Right. You start in Liberty City, which is pretty much their take on New York City.
Fictional.
Fictional New York City, basically. And you are a petty, low-level criminal working for a gang and trying to work your way up in the criminal world. And you do that by accepting various missions for different crimes that need to be committed around the city, apparently.
Yeah, there's not much. I was kind of being facetious.
Oh, I know. They look, like, super different, but are basically all the same thing. Run from one place to another place, or, like, shoot and or run down or kill X people.
Kill people.
Or whatever, you know, foolish thing it has you doing.
Though I do think it's cool that, and you mentioned it's in three different cities, so I think you complete like six missions in the first city, move to second, complete six, move to the third, and you really can't, I really couldn't tell a difference between the cities necessarily, except the missions that you're doing, but you start in Liberty City, then you move to Vice City, and then you go to San Andreas, which if you are a fan of the series by any degree, then you know that Liberty City was the city of GTA 3 and 4, and Vice City had its own game altogether, and then San Andreas was for GTA San Andreas and Grand Theft Auto 5. So they came back to these cities, though I guarantee you in those future games, they looked a lot better than they do in this one.
Yeah. Speaking of the more recent games, do you guys play them? I don't think you guys play them now, but have you played any of them?
No, I've never been a fan.
Really?
There's certain things that, like, mechanically are kind of appealing about the game, but I have a really hard time getting over the premise. Like, I just don't enjoy running around shooting prostitutes.
You don't like free roam?
I don't mind, like, the open world aspect of it. It's more just, like,
the content?
Tone, and I don't know. It's not even like, there's moments, but it's not even that dark or inappropriate, you know, minus some sort of outlier things, but I don't know.
Okay.
It just has never done it for me.
So you're coming into this one not really a fan. What about you, Dustin?
Yeah, so I played three and four all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Four was a really big one.
Yeah, four was huge. Three was big. Three really kind of brought it put it on the map. And then obviously five was humongous. Haven't played five. I'm conflicted on whether or not I will based on some of the same things Kenny has said, but three and four were great games in my opinion.
And I have played San Andreas and four, and I kind of like the games. They're so unique. Like, there's a few games that come to mind when I'm trying to distinguish a game that's like its own thing. And Grand Theft Auto has such a vibe to it that if you're any of the games you play, it's just like, it's almost its own genre to me.
Yeah, I'd agree. It really is super unique.
Yeah, it's I don't know what it is exactly, but it's just got its own little, it's not even charm. I wouldn't call it that. It's just its own little thing. So, I'm not like a huge fan of the series, but I'm pretty familiar with the newer games.
Well, the thing that sets this one apart from the newer games is predominantly the gameplay. So let's talk about those features.
Gameplay.
It's not good.
Well, okay, so the car goes incredibly fast no matter what car you're in. I don't know if there's a different speed per car, but whatever car you're in, it just moves to where you can't control it. I mean, did you guys feel the same way?
Yeah.
No, I was running into everything.
I felt the same way, and you're going way faster than everybody. Like, well, the cars are kind of moving fast, but you're just, it feels like you're on ice.
Yeah, well, so fast. Okay, so if you've played any of the Grand Theft Autos, you know that it takes a little bit to maneuver the cars well. That's just, in these games, the cars always have a different kind of feel to them, and so it takes, I don't know, an hour to really get used to the car, but in the future games, there's more realism to how the cars operate. In this game, they just go from 0 to 100 real fast, and then you can't control your car whatsoever. You're running into everything, and it's just silly. The taxi moves the same speed as like the sports car, the same speed as the trash bus, whatever it is. Like, they're all the same, and they're all incredibly too fast.
And it made me super dizzy, like, being top down and having buildings, they went realistic with it, and so the buildings are like faux 3D, and so those are going on the screen really quickly. I did not enjoy staring at the screen this week.
I gotta say, I was impressed with how they had the camera function, considering what it was trying
to do. Like zooming in and out.
Yeah, it got kind of annoying at times, but the fact that they could do that based on like your need to drive, and so the camera would zoom out so you could see a little bit more of the road, but then as other things were happening and action was picking up or whatever else, or you needed to see smaller details, the camera would automatically zoom in. You didn't have to control it. And a couple of times it wouldn't be like perfect, but for the most part, I thought it worked pretty well, and I was kind of impressed with that that mechanic.
Another mechanic that I enjoyed, actually, was the arrow that remains above your person or above your car, and it's always pointing in a direction to guide you to where you're supposed to go based on the mission or the phone that's ringing. And
yeah, so, very helpful.
It counters the lack of minimap. You don't have any kind of minimap on the screen, nor, if I understand correctly, and I was not able to find it, you don't have a map that you can go to at all.
No, I don't think so. Or at least not in game.
It's just familiarity. Learning your way around the city is all you can depend on.
Or printing out the map or having the booklet. But you don't have either of those right now, and so you're just having to guess. So it was nice having that arrow above you so you can find where you're going.
Yeah, for sure.
It was. It helped me be slightly less lost, which isn't saying much.
But the arrow is just pointing you in the direction of, and so it could very well take you to a body of water. It could very well take you to a dead end. So it's pointing the direction that you need to go, but it's not telling you exactly how to get there, which is good, but is also troublesome because I have had no idea where to go and how to find out the bridge to get to the next location. I got stuck for the longest time. I think it was on the second mission where I was trying to get a taxi to a certain location, but I couldn't even get it to that other location because I didn't know where the bridge was to cross over the body of water to get even to that district of the city.
Yeah. You know what it kind of reminded me of, looking at the map from a top-down view? It reminded me of those, like, rugs that little kids have that's
Yes.
It's like a road, you know? It's a
little town. And then you, like, use your little, like, Hot Wheels cars to drive around.
Yeah, like, drive on it. It totally looks like that.
I could see that.
It's probably where they got the idea from.
Maybe. It might be.
They were like, let's make this a video game, but then include lots of really
put
heinous
swear
crime.
Words and you kill people and steal. Okay, so the missions. I'm not a fan of the way that they were, like, set up. Yeah, the arrow's helpful or whatever, but they all felt the same to me.
No, they were. And there's a few additions. So, I mean, the first one is what? Just pick up a car and take it to a certain location.
Yeah,
the second
like
one is the taxi with fake plates. And then after that, I think third mission has a timer involved. So that's like, that adds a little thing. But like, when a timer's involved,
I'm done
for. It
literally plays on the same thing, though. Like, all you can do on the game is drive somewhere, which means you can drop something off or pick something up or take something somewhere, whatever, or kill things. Like,
yeah, race and chase.
That's literally all you can do.
To be honest, that's also GTA 4 and 5, but with 4 and 5, you've got a story. Here, the thing that I felt was so disconnected is that your missions are not connected to one another. They're right. So separate from one another. You go to the phone, you receive a mission, you do the task, and then you have a new mission. So you go to a new phone, you'd think that it would link you to what you just did,
right.
And they're completely unrelated every single time.
That's the problem I have with it mostly, is that there's just no connection, and it feels random.
You're not like immersing in story. Yeah.
And that I think that is why I like the newer ones, because, I mean, obviously the gameplay is better because it's updated, but other than that, there is story and there are connections. And so, and I mean, I know they're limited. This isn't like, I mean, you look at the game and you're not expecting some kind of like amazing story or mission, but I don't know. It was just very repetitive. And on top of like what you're looking at, same thing, just cars moving and buildings. I'm just not digging the gameplay here.
Yeah, they definitely did some like general design things that ended up both setting them up for a later successful series and that were kind of notable. The amount of music in the game, considering, is kind of cool.
Radio.
Just getting a radio and like giving some of that vibe. And some of those things, you know, they take on and play with even to like ridiculous extremes in later games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's... I don't think it's fair. We're pointing out lots of the negatives to say that this game was all bad. Definitely that sort of free roam has its own appeal, where you kind of can go around and just do whatever you want, especially with the ability to have cops start chasing you and have that sort of getting away almost mini game for them and their crime. The ability
yeah, hold
to...
on, let me just stop you, because in this game, yeah, you can do, quote-unquote, do whatever you want, but whatever you want is two different things. You
right.
can steal a car and drive it, or you can get out and shoot somebody. Like,
well, sure.
Those are your two options. You can't go into a store and buy clothes, which I know I made it sound a lot more dumb than it is, but like in Grand Theft Auto 4, you can go and you can change clothes and you can buy
absolutely.
New clothes. You can do different things. You can go to your hideout. You can go to the various things. And you've even got like luxury cars to look out for in future games. And this one, even in GTA 3, you've got like certain bikes and certain cars that are really cool. And this one, you've got a little bit of different cars. But if they don't function any different, it doesn't do anything different for you. So really, although you could go, you know, within reason, anywhere on this map, you can only do two things, so it doesn't really do much for you.
Sure. It just sets up sort of that tone. You know, if they had decided to make this like a linear game where it was almost more platformish and you walked through some kind of story, rather than sort of say, hey, here's your objectives and you know, deal with them how you will, run people over or shoot them or blow them up, or you know, it very much was a very toned down, very basic, and yes, too repetitive, but set up to what the later series ended up becoming.
I agree with both of you, but I see what you're saying, Kenny. It does have that no restrictions feeling. I mean, yeah, you can only do so much, but like, for instance, Zelda 1 is free roam, if you want to be technical. You can go to the end of the game. You can kind of go where you want. You don't have to go linear path. And in this game, you can free roam, but in Zelda, you feel like you have some rules to abide by, some restrictions. And this one, you can really, you really can't just go do whatever. So for the technology at the time, I would have to commend them for that aspect of the gameplay, at least. But I still didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, it was still very, very basic, very limited. You know, the missions really were just reskins of the same thing pretty much over and over. But I just think some of those initial gameplay development choices gave them a groundwork that helped GTA 3 be really what blew the franchise up.
In a good way.
Right.
Aged.
So in regards to the age, my main concern, so graphics is a concern, not my main concern. Mechanics is a concern, significant concern, not my main concern. My primary issue in regards to its age is that there was so much repetition without any progression. You know, yeah, and we addressed it earlier, but I think it's important to address that here in age, because no game would get away with that today.
Right. No game
like this. You've got to have some kind of progression, some kind of building blocks idea, so that you feel like you're evolving as the game and the time spent goes along. But in this game, you do relatively the same thing over and over again, and the only thing that's changing is your money. But then what do you do? You can't do anything. What do you do with your money?
Right.
So
there's no reward there at all. It prevents enjoyment. Like, sure, some people probably enjoy the game, but like, yeah, you're done with it in 10 minutes. Or I was. I mean, once I discovered that I'm not really earning any kind of like cool weapons or vehicles, you already get the fastest car in the game when you drive any car. So, yeah, there's no reward there. And you're right, no game developer can get away with that. I don't even think at that time they should have been able to get away with it. It was just because it was a different thing. It was a new genre, whatever you want to call it.
Think about it. The one game that we have, like, ratted on the most of all the games that we've played for being terrible, and again, there have been lots of bad titles, but if there was one that was the one we give it the hardest time, what would you guys say?
Are we talking about JP?
Yeah. We give Jurassic Park a really, really hard time. And if I recall, and I do recall, my biggest beef with that game, and there were many, but was how to clear the levels, you would have to, like, run to the end of a level, run back to the beginning of the level, run to the end of the level, run back to the beginning of the level for no reason. And I got almost some of that same kind of tone, not nearly in as extreme a way, but of just repeating the same task over and over and over and over again. And again, you could argue that all video games are repetition of tasks to some degree, maybe, but not all of them feel like
it.
But
that's what makes a game good, if they can pull it off without making it feel that way. Like,
right.
Feel like you're doing the same thing over and over.
Exactly.
This is 1998. We have much better graphics,
I know,
much better gameplay, much better story than this in 1998. This
yeah.
is in 88. This is 98.
98.
Crash Bandicoot, which we played last week, came out 2 years earlier. And honestly, we're looking at a Ninja Gaiden graphics 10 years too late. Ninja Gaiden came out 10 years before this game, and the graphics are just as
crazy,
good, if not better. And the story,
I mean,
far out exceeds
the art is definitely
game.
Better. The graphics themselves, like, you know. But yes, your point is still made.
Like, sometimes when we're playing these games, I'm like, guys, keep in mind how old this game is. They did a great job. It's the exact opposite. Like,
this game's not that old.
They don't have any excuse here. Like, you don't.
I definitely feel like if I'd played this game, not like blindfolded, but like without knowing anything about it, and you just put it in front of me and said, when was this game made? I probably
right.
would
like
have
90,
said 93.
92. Yeah, 92 for me.
Yeah.
Either way, not 98. No one's going to go 98.
I'll say the thing that I think that the age of this game sucks, but like the thing that I can take away and commend them and... No, this isn't gameplay, this is just design, is the map. So you've got, like, it's not a randomly generated map, and it's not just like, I don't know. It's set where it is. Like, you can go to a certain part of the map, and it's always going to be the central, like, expressway or whatever. It will tell you at the top where you are, on the world map. And so, like, I think it's cool that they designed free roam maps that you can go to a certain place and then go to the other part of it, and you know, like, I mean, we don't have a map, but you can know that it's, like, pre-designed. I don't know if I'm making sense, but, like, the fact that they did have a world that was laid out in,
I mean, even the design of it really wasn't intriguing. Like, just that they created it, I get what you're saying. But it would have been really, really easy to just make this a very, even more so, like, grid-ish kind of map. But they put some good variety in there in terms of buildings.
I'm saying that because I think, I really do think it's not just like a cut and paste. Yeah, the buildings might be, but
no, I don't think it is either. That's what I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm saying more from like the art and design rather than like the gameplay side of it. But for what they were trying to do, I think they designed some good spaces, which
like
doesn't
the bridges
surprise.
And stuff.
Right, which doesn't surprise me when you look on that later in the series, each of the maps that you got to mess with, each of the cities that you got to mess with in this first game, each sort of spawned their own complete place.
Yeah, and they're really big. Like, every game they get larger. I don't know. I just think that was the cool part, but the only cool part, and I think it aged like crap.
So, but design is what you would potentially applaud it for. And the one thing that I would applaud it for in regards to age is the legacy.
True.
There would be no GTA 5 without GTA 1. There would be no GTA 4 without GTA 1. There would be no GTA 3 without GTA 1. So I think that there's something to be said. Obviously, this got some traction when it first came out because of the freedom to do, you know, whatever within your limited space, and then the gore and the language and the content, yeah, that's going to draw some attention. But from there, I think this game alone wouldn't have done much long term, but they took it, they made it better, and mm-hmm. they continued to produce, and then that's when we've got killer AAA titles today from Rockstar. That is, you know, game of the year type material. True. So I do applaud for that.
Yeah, and we kind of touched on it, but the controversy surrounding this game, I don't remember GTA 1. I mean, all the hype, but I know there was, because
there was,
I mean,
definitely
the language, the gore. You can drive over innocent civilians and blood splatters on the ground. Like,
it wasn't as bad as later games. Like, later games.
Sure.
It made the news. It was, you know, lawsuits and people killing
people.
And
it was causing kids. Yeah, it was causing kids to, like,
hidden sex scenes and all kinds of stuff.
But if you were to ask someone, like, about video game controversy or, like, inappropriateness, they would bring up Grand Theft Auto, maybe Doom. But I feel like Grand Theft Auto's, has been in the news and is more well known. I don't know. Just thought that was interesting to bring up, because there aren't that many video games that have that kind of stigma. I mean, there are nowadays, but what I'm saying is this one was early for that time, I guess.
It was. And I'll be honest, that's part of what colors my opinion of this game, but in sort of the negative. I'm very much the, like, hipster who, when I see people playing this game, I kind of think somebody wearing their hat backwards in the wrong decade or to the side, or white sunglasses. Or like that kid in my physics class in high school that thought he was really hard because his TI-83 had a drug dealing game downloaded, and it's just silly and didn't make
that
any sense.
Hard.
And you know what I mean? Like, I literally, it's like that person that I think of when I think of these games. And I get that it's a big game that's got a lot of audience. It's well beyond that anymore. But there's sort of a stigma there that's based on some choices they made as to what kind of game they wanted to be, that really helped them gain the popularity that they were. Without that, this game never would have been anything without people sort of liking the edgy kind of stuff. 1, 2, and 3 all would have failed.
That's true.
And so I can't knock it too hard, but for me personally, that's definitely one of the big hurdles for this series.
The final shell shock.
So, Kenny, for you personally, do you give this game your vote for New Game Plus status? I'm sure our viewers, if you've listened this far, you know that we're all going to say undeniably yes. We love this game. It definitely gets our New Game Plus status. But, Kenny, we'll start with you since you were just leading into it so perfectly there. Do you suggest that our viewers should find a copy of this game, pick it up, and play it, at least for nostalgia value, or do you think they should leave it to antiquity?
My answer is no surprise, but I do have to say, I think if we had played a different game in the series, even though later on in the series, my personal beef becomes probably more of an issue in terms of content and what have you, but that the conversation would be completely different. If we'd played GTA 3, I probably would have, after enough time playing and getting over some of my own biases, may have had to tell people it was worth a playthrough. But this one is way too repetitive and just way too sort of bland as a game itself for me to tell people that it's worth their time.
I'll go ahead and follow that up and say definitely not. I just think it's too much of a gap from modern Grand Theft Auto, and which is more quality, and that it's a game that feels like it was made near a decade earlier than what it actually was. And so if you want retro and you want retro GTA, play GTA 3, which came out in 2001 and still fits our criteria for retro gaming, you know? And so I think that, like, here's the thing, guys. One of the compelling features of future Grand Theft Auto games is that you can free roam and destroy things and become wanted and then try to escape from the police. You can barely even do that in this game. You can do it some, but it just does not have the same feel, does not have the same that same oomph that the future games do. And then with the lack of story, lack of connectivity, lack of progress, I say that, honestly, this is a bad game, and I would suggest to not play it. So, Nolan, that leaves it up to you. Do you give this game your vote for New Game Plus?
I mean, no. it's a boring game.
All right, so this game did not get our New Game Plus approval. Maybe it got yours.
No, it
didn't. And maybe... maybe you wrote in and told us that it did or didn't. We had a few people that connected with us this week via social media or our email, ngppodcast@gmail.com. Dylan was one of those, and he said, I was late to the game this week as I picked it up on Thursday to play for a bit and was able to dabble with it on Friday. Due to that, I was unable to pick up on any storyline, especially as early on, it seemed very mission-oriented and less storyline-connected.
It's because it wasn't there.
Some issues I had with the game right off the bat were glaring. Moving around the map is incredibly difficult to me, as following the direction arrow could quickly lead you to a dead end. It seems as if it would take many hours of gameplay before one begins to get acquainted with the map at an entry level. The next thing I had an issue with was moving around. It took me 20 minutes of my character running around the map before I was able to figure out even how to steal a car. I was wasted over and over and over again. That's not alcohol, by the way. That's when you get ran over by a car or shot. Even in my short time of gameplay. A couple of things I never figured out. Number one, can you change the color of a car you've stolen? Number two, can you go into any buildings? And number three, how do you lose the cops? All right, I'll ask them again, Nolan, Kenny. Number one, can you change the color of a car you've stolen?
No, not to my knowledge, yes. At least.
Yes, okay, let's try that
again. Try that again.
No, yeah, number one, can you change the color of a car you've stolen?
Sure.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? You actually can. There's a few places you can drive into when you're being chased by police. It'll reset your police meter, and your car will come out a different color. You don't get to choose that color or anything like that. Number two, can you get into any buildings?
Yes, but you can't interact in the buildings, again, to my
no,
knowledge.
No, you can't. You can drive into them.
You drive into a building, and then it puts you outside.
Right. Yeah.
Number three, how do you lose the cops?
You drive around.
Who cares? These, you're asking the wrong questions, Dylan. The question you need to be asking is, what's for dinner and what's next game? What's next week's game?
That's appropriate. I will finish his email. Though this game laid the groundwork for perhaps one of the most renowned franchises of the last 15 years, this game definitely had its issues. On the one hand, the gameplay is bumpy and difficult and very lengthy. On the other hand, this game spikes adrenaline in an inner 10-year-old me as I think back to the first time I ever played GTA. While I think this is a great game to go back to see how far Rockstar brought the game, I can't say I'd suggest anyone but the avid gamer to go back and check it out.
Yep.
Avid gamer. I don't want to meet that person.
No, don't go play this game. And then Guy said, when I first got my hands on this game, I stayed up for 2 days and nights playing it. I was blown away with it for sure. I think the graphics are super good. Super Nintendo couldn't even handle them. To be fair, this game hasn't aged that well. But back then, when this game dropped, no one was complaining about anything because they were too busy going on rampages and stealing cars and having fun with this incredible new concept.
I'll give them that it was sort of new in some actually distinct ways, even if some of the new was pretty much just like gimmick.
Nah.
If you enjoyed it when it first came out, I'm not going to knock it too hard. But you were right on the money when you said it hasn't aged well, because
this mixtape dropped and it was whack.
Dylan, Guy, thank you for sending in your commentary this week. You can feel free to do that if you listen to our podcast, or even if you don't, just send us your thoughts on this next game that we're going to be playing, and send that on Twitter, Facebook, NGP Podcast, or to our email, ngppodcast@gmail.com. But it is that time of the week, Kenny.
It's that time of the week. I love it every time.
You missed it last week.
I know.
We got giddy for you.
Oh, thanks.
You missed my Kenny impression.
Mine too.
Yeah. I feel like you guys just spent a whole episode just making fun of me.
Making fun of you? Come on.
That's impossible.
All right, it's that time. We're going to randomly select the next game that we're going to be playing for the next 7 days. The only criteria, it has to be 15 years old or older. You can check out on our social media the link to our Retro Master List and see the complete list of games that our viewers have suggested that we add. If you have a game that is not on that list that you'd love for us to enjoy or love for us to hate and struggle through, feel free to send in those suggestions to those same handles or email that I suggested and mentioned earlier. And the next game that we're going to be playing is...
Here we go.
All right.
All right, here we go.
A 1987 video game for the Nintendo Entertainment System called Rambo.
Sick.
That's a deep sigh. You already expect this game to be trash.
Well, I like Nintendo titles, and I like late in the development of Nintendo titles. I'm excited.
You would be. Is it First Blood? Or is it just called Rambo?
It's just called Rambo. It's a side-scrolling action-adventure video game about Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, it's side-scroller? Maybe it's going to be like Contra. A bad Contra.
I'll just tell you right now, it's going to be bad.
Nuh-uh. It will be.
But play along with us this week and send in your thoughts. As we've already said, you can listen to us directly on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Music, any podcast provider. Make sure to subscribe so that you are the first to get new NGP episodes. You can support us directly at patreon.com/NGP podcast. And I'll just say right here, guys, we've got some interesting plans as we near the end of this year, and some exciting ideas as we move into 2017. We've been working on that episode that we promised you once we hit the $50 landmark on Patreon, and we're working on producing that right now, as well as we've got our first written episode that will be out sometime within this next month, and we'll give you more details as we get closer to that.
Special thanks to our producers, Bradley and Zion. They are our top patrons, and they help us make these episodes every single week for you guys. Thanks, guys.
And almost every week they play along with us. They are
very cool dudes.
True men.
Yes.
You should meet them. Well, we'll go ahead and let's go ahead and shout out their addresses and their phone numbers. Kenny, give us Zion's.
All right, so...
Join us next week as we play Rambo. Until then... I'm Dustin.
I'm looking forward to playing Rainbow hesitantly.
Oh my god. It's great to have Kenny back.
And this has been New Game Plus.